Right? Which we've all done, yeah.
Literally, we've all run through reds.
Mike, man, get a hold of this show.
Yeah, date rape.
What is that, dude?
That's when the chick says, please.
This is the topic on Short Pants Radio Hour? Outrageous.
It's over your head, I understand.
I want it explained to me. I don't understand. Is it not random?
All right. Will is pulling some bullshit.
That's what I'm trying to say.
We can ask him on Sunday.
I can't wait to start bidding again because I'm going to throw some fucking mind bogglers your way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm going to have AFSDFQ. Oh,
I think I'm pretty much tied with the keep. I'm playing horribly. He deserves to win. I don't deserve to win.
His name is Yosuke. He's a Japanese dude. He's flaming. He's a queen. You know, he's like, do you want a scalp massage today? You know? Yes. It's an expensive haircut.
I'm like, are we talking triple digits?
No.
Right here?
Joy.
It's Joy's chair.
No one will sit in that chair until Joy Budden.
You know?
I feel like you get it.
See you.
Oh.
Like, just to be able to crash. You know? Just to sleep a little bit. Short Pants Radio Show. Short Pants Radio Show is back after an exhausting, unbelievable show last weekend, dual show. What a show. Whoever listened to it gets a gold star because that shit was long and distinguished. Like my junk. That's twice I've used that joke in this series. Deuce. So, you guys were out and about tonight. First of all, our producer Chris Saw is here. Nick Lombardi, back from Greece, is in the house. Rob Walls is in the house.
You'd like a lamp?
Nick, before we get started, how was Greece? Awesome time?
Yeah.
Did you have a great time? I didn't even talk to you about it.
Yeah, best time ever.
Really? Yeah. Was it great?
It was really nice.
And you guys, by the way, you guys are going down to Baja soon.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
like the
Next
annual
weekend.
For the annual smoke out.
Going on a vision quest. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Getting deep.
Gonna figure it out.
What's gonna be on the lineup there as far as fun, you know, I know there's sand, you know, I know there's a lot
we're
of beach.
We're gonna get fucked up, we're gonna hang out on the beach, we're gonna watch fish jump in the air and be like, whoa, I never knew fish do that.
Sweet.
Yeah, and then we're gonna go back into town. We're gonna get strawberry margaritas.
Oh,
fish tacos. I'm going for fish tacos, pretty much.
Nick, you're kind of gonna, because you are a taking guy. You're a kept man.
Yeah, I can really hear you, dude.
Dude.
I want my man to be heard.
I know.
Sorry, I'm turning her up. I get it.
That's your biggest weakness.
That's why we got to get the thing in the ear. We got to get the thing in the ear.
We're going to get him. We'll get him, dude. I'll press management.
Nick needs to stick
with it. Have we had a situation yet when you thought someone was going to be heard and they weren't heard?
Not in a literal sense.
Not to the equal volume that it should be heard. Not everyone's voices are equal volume. Which is what I'm going for. And I think if you scoot it up your seat.
Keep it to yourself.
Get deep.
See, are you glad you asked?
But my point is this, though. My point is this, though. You're a taking guy, Nick. You've got a nice girl. You can't be going down there and, you know, touching every little, you know, set that's down there. You can't just be like, hey.
Yeah,
Nesto Mitchell. You know what I mean? This ain't Greece.
Yeah,
you know. So you gotta be. My point is, you gotta be tamed down there. You gotta watch after Chris because he's gonna be a wild man.
That's where old titty fuck Saul comes in.
You're right.
Tag him in, old tag him in Saul.
One of these.
Like, yo, I'm about to titty fuck this shit. Tag him in.
Holla back. Yeah. Well, have a good time, guys. Be safe. You know, traveling what it used to be.
Yeah, that's right.
Watch out, like you were saying, watch out for the federales
right
down there.
That's important.
Heading in is not a problem.
Right.
Coming back, they do check stuff out, but they're pretty cool.
And you guys are going to empty the pockets before you get to the long line at the fucking border.
Well, Nick's got a trunk full of underage boy whores that he's trying to bring back in, and that's not going to fly. Not in a post 9/11 world. That's not
bottom line. If you do it right, no one even notices.
Right.
Bottom line. Right. Nick's written an essay.
Can we take care of this right now, officer?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Here's the thing.
If there's $100 in my wallet,
it is unethical. Yeah. But in the end, they have a better opportunity.
And you've been to Greece.
Yes.
So you know how this things, you know how this works. Anyway, guys, we're all here now. And what we're dealing with the Subway Series, first of all, we're dealing with bad weather here in New York. But it hasn't dampened anyone's spirit. You know? And everyone's been in and out, you know. Mets have gotten 2 out of 3. And the Yanks could have came back today.
Two out of two, yeah.
What did I say?
Well, 2 out of 3, you're right. They got 2 out of 3.
Let's go for 3 out of 3.
Yeah.
You know, that's the point.
Yep.
Here's my... So just I'm going to lob it. Here's a grenade. Throw it right back if you want. You know, put the pin back. Tyler, they never show that in the movies. You can redo the pin thing. Once a pin is snapped, you can collapse it back, dude. You're all right.
Unless your name is Tyler Clippard.
You know? That shit's about to go off.
You can't toss that pin back in if your name's Tyler Clippard. Right.
Like John Mayne might have a thing or two to say about that.
Yeah.
The point is, guys, let's say the Yanks get swept tomorrow, which, you know, I hope they do. Is Torrey going to get fired on Monday? Just
no.
Flat out. Is he going to get fired?
No.
I think it's building to it. It really is. I mean, you know, Steinbrenner wants...
Maybe if the Sox can get the job done, fucking put some Braves away.
Are you kidding
away.
Me?
Hey.
Sorry?
What does that have to do with the Red Sox?
That has nothing to do with it.
It's low blow.
I mean, it's going to start... They need a shakeup. The Yankees need a shakeup. If Billy Martin was alive, it would be a Billy Martin.
Right.
The problem for the Yankees right now is that...
It's malicious. That's an asshole move.
No, because I don't want you to go to bed. One smoke, and then all of a sudden it's like, dude, I'm going up. You know?
Thanks.
No sweat. Go ahead, Chris.
Don Mattingly has been appointed the successor.
Why is that, too? I think it should be... It should be the old catcher, the Marlins old skipper. Give me
his Girardi. I thought Girardi was going to
It should be Girardi, don't you think?
They need...
Over Mattingly?
I think so. Because Girardi did it.
Girardi should be the manager of the Marlins.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I don't get.
Dude should be a skipper somewhere. Well, dude's good.
The thing with Girardi, he was really good. The shit he gets is, if I can be serious for a second.
Go ahead.
He overworked the young arms, and now you got Anibal Sanchez on the DL, you got Josh Yonch on the DL. He gets beaten up, you know, like the press makes it out like he got in a fight.
Those guys were starters. Mm-hmm. Like, how did he overwork them?
You know,
he pissed them for a year.
Same way Dusty Baker overworked them.
That's overworking them?
No, leaving him in a game too long. Same way Dusty Baker overworked Mark Pryor, Kerry Wood, and now Carlos Zambrano.
I don't buy that at all.
I mean, it's an educated theory, and I'm not going to diss it. My point is, though, he did so much with so little. And he grew those guys up, you know, like...
But that's not what the Yankees need right now.
I know, but if
that's not why.
I guess what I'm saying. I know what you're saying, but my theory is, if he did it with shit, you think he could come in and do it with a team that he's got some clout with, especially with he's got clout with Jeter and Posada and you know the little you know that tight little gay crew.
That's a really hard clubhouse to manage.
You know,
because it's all overpriced superstars.
Yeah,
a couple you know farm guys.
And dude, Torrey did a fucking dude. Torrey's a legend.
It's easy though. That's the thing. It's like. They are a complicated bunch, but in the end, they're also just like these like group of guys where you're just like, who gives them, you know?
Yeah.
In the end.
I mean, that's why dudes like, you know, Willie Randolph and Francona, I think, are great managers, aside from what they do during the game.
Yeah.
Managing is about how you talk to the press after the game.
Right.
How you massage egos.
Right.
When you got a bunch of star players.
Essentially, it has very
But also, give a little...
Actual team.
But, dude, there's also some, you know... Prodding, you got to do a little bit too. You got to, you know, play. You do have to kind of be the hard ass once in a while, you know.
Yep.
With guys
I don't
like
think
that
can do that.
Well, my point is, dude, they got veterans there that are like, I don't know. Girardi seems to me like he could do a good job there. Joe, I mean, dude, they're fucked up, dude. They're all fucked up. I mean, we know this, but I'm just saying they come into this series. I can't imagine Steinbrenner's not gonna pull something. That's what I think, anyway. I mean, I wrote a bunch of shit down. And I didn't even... Like, I wrote it down. I didn't even look at it. Dude, they're 10.5 games behind Boston. 10.5, dude.
It's the biggest lead the Sox have ever had at this point in the season.
You know? And, I mean, I don't... You know, they need some 78-type shit to go down, right? Some Bucky fucking Dent shit to go down.
Don't say that word.
Sorry. So, Glavine gets his 295th today.
Goddamn right.
You know? Professional pitcher. And 300's the ticket to the Hall of Fame, right?
Absolutely.
Even if it's rhetorical, 300 is the way you get in. Yeah,
especially these days. I mean, the way 500 homers used to be, 300 wins is virtually impossible these days.
Is he a Hall of Fame pitcher?
Oh, Christ, he's a Hall of Fame pitcher.
Does he look like?
Watch him.
Yeah,
I know, dude. But
it is.
I know. I don't mean to. I'm not trying to diss him. It's just like
To watch him lay down a bunt is a fucking honor.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with that, dude. I like Glavin. It's just like, damn, though. I don't know.
He's a constant Hall of baseball Famer? Player. Yeah.
I think he's a goddamn Hall of Famer.
All right.
He's got my vote.
So, David Do-Right, Jack Sung for the FC today.
Dudley Poo-Right?
He's looked good, dude. That snag he had in game one, dude. Poo-Right? He had a nice snag, dude.
Oh, yeah, he had a nice snag.
You know? Defense fuels offense. That's what they said in the league.
Yeah.
You know? Hit it off the tee.
Yeah.
Rob, step up. Just in general. Right. I wrote these two words down. Showing why sucks.
Oh.
Dude, where the fuck did this dude go, man?
Here it comes.
I don't have enough hands
still
with to shake your hands. Showing why is the.
I want to see Omar pull an all right release move. Like I want to see on ESPN like the little Mets release Scott Schoenweiss.
I would have no problem with that.
He looks like shit, dude. Get him
He's
out
done
of
nothing
there.
But piss me off.
You like my list?
I've been following all his.
Schoenweiss is a joker.
I have two lists. I went with the column technique.
Most of it is illegible, but what I can read.
I went with the column technique, dude.
One left, one right.
I see two X's. I can imply the rest of the letters. I'm guessing it says Schoenweiss sucks.
Yanks. Tell me about Tyler Yanks. Clippard. Tell me about Tyler Clippard.
Tyler Clippard? He'll probably be embarrassing himself unless Schoenweiss steps in.
You know?
I heard Tyler Clippard, the last thing he won was a frog jumping race.
Dude, I wrote this down in parentheses, dude. Main dude to get fucked up.
That you wrote that down?
Yeah, John Main is dude.
He is dude. He got fucked up on his last start.
Dude,
he had like five walks on his last.
That's what I mean.
He's fucked himself up on his last start. Yeah,
they're so close to a sweep, dude. Main just needs to do his like thing.
I thought we were gonna sweep the Yankees and the Sox were gonna sweep the Braves. What happened? You guys want to step up and
What happened tonight? What do you mean?
Yeah, 14
Why didn't the fucking Sox
second game?
Yeah, 14-0.
What the hell happened?
Smoltz didn't like Tomahawk. Do you hear about the tomahawk chop?
No. Talk to me.
During the first game of the Red Sox Braves, the afternoon game, the doubleheader.
Right.
Sox get up 12-0 in the sixth inning, and Fenway starts doing the tomahawk chop.
Dude,
pissed him off.
Big time. Who Next pitched the second game?
Goes on.
Smoltz and I can't remember.
I thought Smoltz pitched the first game.
No.
Oh,
yeah, no.
Man.
It was that Joker Chad picked up. LaRue, whatever his first name is.
Oh, dude. Boy, if I hear that guy's name again, dude. Jesus. And by the way, everybody, we had a great lineup last week. Chad, Rick, Beaton, James. What did he... Has he come out with a... Has his
there's no his it
has his like, press has his publicity people come out with a statement?
Yeah. No, he's been very silent about it. There's been some
I just remember us sitting here and during the break he would be like, I'm just out myself tonight, kid. And I'm like, dude, let's apparently he didn't know how we do it.
Yeah, no, it's sitting on short pants. We make it sound really easy.
It's the hot seat, isn't it?
Yeah. You make it sound
really easy. He was
really
in the hot seat.
But,
Well,
it's not as easy as it looks, you know?
No, it isn't. It's not. Try wearing my shoes.
Dude, I would never dare.
You know?
Not with these feet.
Yeah, those things fucking stink, dude.
Did you guys watch any Clemens
PU
minor leagues start? I wrote that down.
Yeah.
Did you watch a little bit?
No.
Did he get his shit rocked a little bit?
No.
Someone jacked one on him, didn't he?
Yeah, he gave up one solo bomb.
I tell you, that kid, we'll remember that forever, dude.
That's the cool
thing. I don't know who he was. Yeah. I don't know his name.
If there's one thing that means you're a 40-year-old ace, give up bombs, solo bombs. That's what they do.
Right.
Look at what Pedro does. Look at what Clemens does.
Exactly.
Look at what all the fucking 40-year-old aces do. They give up solo bombs.
I've got like eight of them on my team.
That's how you become part of the club.
To do.
Yes.
Solo bombs. Serve up a tater.
That's what they do.
That's not a diss either.
No. I mean,
make mistakes when this guy's not on base.
Dude, try having Jamie Moyer on your team and Jeff Stupan.
I wouldn't. I appreciate the suggestion, though.
Holy shit.
I'm sympathetic.
He got it. They got their asses kicked on the.
I'd rather pass a corn stalk.
Yeah.
Holy Holy shit.
I'd rather pass the stones out my penis.
Dude.
Pass the gold leg.
Speaking of that, on that topic, don't the Red Sox and Yankees play this upcoming week? Isn't there a series coming up?
Yeah, after
Thursday or something like that?
Yeah, it's after Memorial Day weekend.
You guys can put them down for the, count,
yep.
Dude. This early?
Super likes it, yeah.
The Yanks, the full, Sox full could Nelson. Put down the Yanks they next could, week. Next
I thought
week.
We were talking about the fucking Sox putting down the Braves. What happened to that?
You are hot on that, dude. You are hot on that.
I thought we were going to put down the Yankees and you guys were going to put down the Braves.
It was a deal, yeah. That was a deal, yeah.
We've had two doubleheaders in a span of 3 days. Mm. You know,
damn. One-on-one. True.
We annihilated in the first game.
I thought we had a deal, that's all. Forget it.
Right. Guess we'll have to ante up in October a little bit, right?
Oh, we'll see.
That's what it's coming.
Is that what's going to... The shit talk's going to start soon?
I mean, if I was a betting man...
If you guys had to face someone in this series, you'd rather face Mets or Braves?
I'd rather face the Braves because it would be an easier victory.
And they're used to
as a baseball fan, I want to see Mets... Sucks. But it's going to be fucking contentious around here. Well, it's going to be ugly.
Yeah, I think so.
There will be... Friendships might be ruined.
Right. When Willie Mo strikes out at Shea game two, dude, it's going to be... When he pinch hits, dude, because they don't know what's going on with the whole substituting pitches and stuff, dude.
And now that Willie Randolph's got...
The second time he strikes out, that's when it's
going to
get out. Willie Randolph's got his honorary degree now, too.
He gave the keynote address at Fordham.
Smoke yeah. over fucking Willie Mo Pena striking out twice.
Move on. I hear you, dude.
I think Willie Randolph getting his honorary degree really puts him to the edge.
I agree. Guys, we're off to a fast start, a rousing start. There's electricity in the air.
Oh, crap.
Guys, really good stuff.
The best soundtrack.
That is some great stuff. We're going to be back with the Low V Report after this. We're going to go on to this too. Unbelievable. Show is back. Can I get a for that? Awesome, dude. It's so weak and limp. They're like, don't use that word. Whoever's in Airplane 2, Sonny Bono. What a great line. Guys.
Nothing.
League of Women Voters Report.
Who are we sponsored by this week, Mike?
If you could pass me my sponsor sheet. Thank you. This week, we are sponsored by the Park Slope Elementary School, PS282.
They're doing good things over there.
Arab Language Middle School. They ponied up some dough and some Simtex, some explosives. League of Women Voters Report. Guys, this segment has become just mammoth.
Yeah.
It's like the $20,000 pyramid.
Larger than life.
You know what I mean? Ad drop segment, big drops, beaten drops, Kerry Wood and Matt Belisle. We all know about Joe Creedy and Anthony LaRue. Chad's been big pickup. He drops those two guys.
That turned out.
Dude, I heard a lot about Creedy last, you know? Chad was bitching about Creedy all last week.
Yeah.
Now we put Chavez in there at a buck, Nick.
Creedy got hit in the face with a grounder?
Yeah. In batting practice.
Jesus.
That's pretty
classic
much.
Classic treatment.
That's pretty much all week.
That's a fucking slump.
That's pretty much classic. Yeah. That's a slump.
Yeah. He's tripping classic. Over shit, doesn't matter what dude, you're batting you know? At is. He's classic. Eating food and it's like burning his mouth.
It's like, I keep trying.
Pissed all over the floor.
Yeah.
Tries to pack a dip in his ear.
You know? Bitch Pies drops Brandon Lyon, Willie Moe, Luis Vizcaíno, who he tried to package up in a deal with.
Poe wanted to bid him.
And he drops Alex Gonzalez. Now, guys, Willie Mopeña is dude. I mean, dude was a stud. Dude.
If he was on a better, better team with a better fit, I would be really psyched about it.
You guys could trade, package him up with a couple minor leaguers and get someone nice.
He's not gonna play. Like, why would you do that?
You know who I would trade Willie Mo to though? Send him out to the Dodgers, dude. They're looking for a fucking striker.
I'm
saying they got good farm guys and they got good. Like, you guys could snag a little reliever. You know, a little something, dude.
Dodgers have so many prospects.
That's what I mean.
But
they don't need a Willie Mopeña.
I've been preaching this a little bit. I think they need a fucking homer. They need a fucking homer.
They got him. I mean, Matt Kemp could do that. They got
Matt Kemp.
Yeah.
James, where do you come up with that name?
Just because he's on my roster.
Yeah. Is that anything?
Okay, but this is a question. That's all debate. But my question is about Willie Mo. Can he be a fucking? You know,
here's what's gonna happen.
Can he be a fucking
Andrew LaRoche?
I don't know.
Andy LaRoche is gonna be a genius.
Yeah,
Andy LaRoche is gonna be a genius.
Yeah.
But what's gonna happen with Willie Mo? Whatever the Sox are missing at the trade deadline,
right?
They're gonna trade Willie Mo for it.
And my question is, dude, I think he's. When he was at Cincinnati, he was a fucking talent. You know, like.
But who's gonna trade for Willie Mo though? That's the.
The mothership might. That's where we're at right now.
He has proven nothing. He has done absolutely zero.
But he has turned on some baseballs in his day.
He just hasn't played regularly.
For 200 at-bats last year. It's not a meaningful sample.
Right, but if he can go somewhere where he can play every day, he can.
He's almost 30 years old. If I'm a major league GM.
He's almost 30 years old. I didn't know that, dude. See, that puts my grade on him way down.
I would say he's 25 or 26.
That's a big difference.
Whatever his fucking age, man. Like, are you going to trade for Willie Mopeña right now?
The A's would. I guarantee the A's would.
They like that type of dude. Like that. Yeah, they like it's that type.
Got rum cheap.
They like that type.
Dude, yeah, dude can dong.
Well, guys, I'm going to... Hold on, let me...
All right, let's say they get rum.
Okay.
Let's just say that's a given. They get room,
right?
No batting.
Jack Jones and Doug Davis get released by Rick.
Neil's team.
Drops Ramon Ortiz, who's off to a fast start, but is fizzled or is he hurt or whatever. Tom Masney, Sean Hill, he drops. Flash drops J.D. Drew. A little bit of a bidding war going on. That's a bargain. That's a bargain if he goes for five beans.
I wish I had room for J.D. Drew.
I might. But if I pick him up, then that's... I mean... Dude. Jesus Christ. Make the noise, dude. Just for that, dude. Oh, the bottle noise. It's classic, dude. You guys gotta. That was nice.
Let's get some Peter Paul and Mary here.
Yeah, get some.
I call
him
not Mary.
Get a harmony.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's really good, dude. That's awesome.
You could probably. And that's.
iTunes that shit. Dude. Yeah, package it up. Dude.
There's gotta be a market for there.
Jake Westbrook, BJ Ryan dropped by Benomatoy Influence. Jamie Walker, Carlos Villanueva, Brad Hennessey.
Oh, Jamie Walker? I'm sorry.
You sure you didn't want to trade him?
I'm losing my hearing. What was the last name?
Who are you trading Jamie Walker?
I thought I heard Ricky Weeks.
It's not funny. It's not funny. It just isn't.
May as well slap him in the face again right now.
Holy shit. Morgan Insberg gets dropped by the pandemic.
You've been chopping him too?
Oh,
even jumping in.
Kiko Calero gets dropped by Nick. Nice.
I'm surprised by that.
Felix P.A. gets dropped by
Sorry, but have you seen Kiko Calero's ERA?
Yeah, but he's
got a cool name.
He's going to be closing some games.
The end of 2 months, and he's... Well, five.
And Barry...
But Houston Street goes down.
Michael Barrett? Two bombs?
Goes down. You've told us repeatedly that Michael Barrett had two bombs.
Barry Zito gets dropped out of Mothership.
Dude, I love Michael.
I keep telling you.
Zito's the elephant in the room. I was wondering where you
that. Zito gets dropped out of Mothership.
Yeah, that was probably the dumbest move I've seen in all season.
He's $19, dude.
You made fun of me for dropping Brian Roberts?
I've got a question. Do you mind?
Anything.
All right. What do we think? Mike and I were talking about this last night.
Yeah.
What's Zito go for in a free agent pool? I say not more than $7.
Seven?
Yeah.
He's going to go for at least 15.
I will say 12.
15.
Zito? I mean, look at the... What's everyone else been going for? It's a bunch of jokers been going for major money.
Right. True, but he already, you know, capped out the Zito train.
Yeah, well...
In the auction.
I mean, I'd rather
it's
take...
It's all a matter of timing, but it could go pretty high.
I'm saying not more than seven.
I just thought that, you know, drastic, you know, I just got rid of him. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Get him out of here. $19, dude.
That's a lot.
If I'm going to suffer, I'll suffer with a dude that doesn't make any money. You know? Does that make any sense at all?
Makes sense.
Talk to me.
I mean, you paid for him. You paid for something, right?
Yeah. When you put it that way,
you got a good point.
Your ass. Back him up, dude.
Who's Zito?
I can't do it.
I don't. I hate.
Here's my thing. Who's your highest paid pitcher, Nick? If I may ask,
Jake Peavy.
Then that, you know, dude. I would never, you know, Zito. I took a chance. I thought he would do. I'm not gonna fucking deal with this shit. I'll pick up fucking
Chad Godin.
You know. Doug Davis, former Brewer, dude. Three box. Lefty, crafty lefty.
Rick just dropped Davis.
You know? What the fuck?
You can get him for a buck.
You know? That's where I'm at right now, people. Talk to me, people.
Godin.
Hey, got another W. We need him, dude. I'm on 14-5. That's all right. Big ads of the week. Casey Jansen. Jason Bergman. Luke Scott. All added by Beaton. Aaron Fultz, Jack Cust.
Aaron Fultz,
Jack Cust,
that's a great
short pants all star. Jack Cust, and Randy Wolf picked up by Chad. Good pickups there by Chad.
Carlos, Jack got Randy Wolf.
Yeah,
that's a good pickup. Yeah,
Carlos Pena and Veritek go to the bitch pies. Banana Belt picks up Bobby Crosby and Sergio Mitre. Neil's team picks up Jose Guillen and he bids and wins Randy Johnson for $9.
That's a good bet. Dude, if Randy Johnson goes for $9, you think there's no way Zito goes for more than $7. I don't know.
BJ Ryan gets picked up for $1 by the Flash.
BJ Ryan's
he's not going to be back till next summer or next year, this thing.
Flash.
But still, though,
Flash, he's putting him into keeper mode.
Yep, big time. Jorge De La Rosa, Bonomatoy, Ed. Matt Morris, Bonomatoy, Ed. Carlos Gomez, PMF, nice pickup, dude.
Goddamn right.
Matt Wise, Tony Gwynn Jr., nice, dude. You got Tony Gwynn Jr. and Gomez in the same day almost.
Gomez is a huge pickup. I just want to go back.
Go ahead, anyway.
I want to go back to the deal.
Tony Gwynn Jr. and Carlos Gomez.
You know?
Carlos Gomez.
Because you're nuts if you think those aren't prospects.
If Rob spent $6 in one day,
I want to go.
You know, there's some good shit out there.
I want to go back to De La Rosa. Right. I think he's leading the league and most times picked up and dropped.
Jorge De La Rosa?
Chad.
I think we need to start. You know, start.
He's pitched and ditched him twice now.
Yeah. And now Bonomatoy has picked him up. Like, the dude's going to be.
Didn't he pitch like a gem last night or the night before? Like,
that's how you get picked up off the free wager.
Yeah.
Free agent.
Whatever. Yeah. Call it what you want, dude. No matter. Like I say, guys, Zito and JD Drew are out there. You can pick them up right now.
Dude, what? I can't believe you dropped Zito. That was your man. What the?
The thing is, dude.
Make a statement.
Yeah, a little bit.
You dropped Zito.
Yeah. This is kind of what I'll do in fantasy baseball for a while, probably. Some crazy shit.
On a daily basis.
What I'm saying is.
In a good way?
Here's my point. Move. If I can. This is my epitaph, if you will. There are so many like top notch GMs making good, you know, moves. You know,
name one.
Dude, you picked up some great guys this week. Nick is killing. He's moving up the charts. FC's killing. FC's a good spot.
All I do is raise
FC is
second. You're about to. You're going for a Guapos. You know,
Nick here's good GM and raises his hand. And backs
both
up.
Chumps.
Again, my point is someone's got to be like the Al Davis of the league. Someone's got to go out on some limbs around here.
Both of them are funny looking. I don't know who it was. I don't know who's going to take it.
Say what? Say it. You know?
Shit.
Oh, we got a good. We got Lincoln Douglas over here.
Someone's got to do some crazy shit. Someone's got to get wild. Get nuts. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, made a move. Hopefully it makes a splash. Doesn't it make the league a little more fun? Or you guys are just like, whatever.
Dude, absolutely. Because
there's some fucking, like,
thing is with an
straight up motherfuckers. Like, dude,
an expansion team, you know? An expansion team coming into a keeper league.
Yeah.
Is... You know, you're starting off down. That's
why, I'm not going to build.
That's why the Guapo thing is so fucking frustrating.
You're still waiting for the fall.
Guapos.
I've given up on the fall. Bullshit. He's going to be a playoff team.
Poke, speak up.
He's going to be a playoff team.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Because
I'm a little hesitant to say anything about Guapo.
Why?
Because I think he's got a formidable squad. I mean,
right. $20 in on the Nathan,
ultimate
though?
In the ultimate analysis, I don't think he holds up. But
right.
The thing he's get.
Nah.
It's right. Nice to come out swinging though. Dude came out looking, you know, he's looking good.
I wish I was him.
I wish I was him.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna hate on that hard. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think he's got a good squad. It's a hackneyed strategy, but you know,
right?
In the end, it might work. Pisses me off.
Yeah.
The only stat I'm gonna keep my mouth shut on stats.
Okay. Except
but
for one.
The only stat I'm gonna bring.
Give it.
Last year's sixth place team, Snatchrels, finished 37 games over 500. Right now, going into this week, Guapo was 45 games over 500. And he's kicking ass this week. So if he plays 500, he's a third or fourth finisher.
Dude.
He can go to shit and still make the playoffs. He's that far up right now.
Huh? No, I get it. I get it. He's going to do better than me. That's all I heard.
Yeah. I'd like to have a...
You know?
It wouldn't be my choice for an expansion team to be leading the league. That's all I'm saying.
I know, dude. This goes against everything I thought that was going on around here.
At this point,
I thought it was like near impossible for expansion team to win this.
These long ass kickings,
man,
they're piling up.
Well, good job, El Guapo. Again, another week in first place, yeah?
Yep.
You know?
He's up to the board here.
So, good job. We'll see what the mothership does next week. This has been the League Women Voters Report. We're going to be back with some hopefully.
That was a good one, dude. That was a good one.
Oh, funny jokes, hijinks,
great tunes.
What were you guys doing tonight? Don't go silent. Fess up. Where are you guys at tonight? What's going on? That little nightlife? Cocktails? What? What bar did you guys go to? What I gotta spell it out? Where'd you guys go tonight? City?
I mean, I don't
even remember.
I met up with these dudes after I danced on over to the theater.
Okay.
Saw a theater production tonight.
Of what?
Of one of my top five musicians of all time.
Okay.
It's Dude Stew.
Okay.
Incredible songwriter.
Uh-huh.
Builds up a He's got a great story. He's a guy from...
I don't know if we have time to hear it.
Okay, yeah. Black dude grows up outside of the ghetto.
Oh.
Loves rock music. Loves
Johnny B. Good.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Tries to join a punk group.
Johnny Do
Good. Doesn't fit in. Goes to Amsterdam. Gets all fucked up. Bails.
This is a musical you saw tonight.
It's a band. Like, this dude...
You went and saw a band.
Yeah.
What band
did
you
see? It's a band all set up.
Jesus H. Christ.
Nothing's like it. There's nothing really like it right now.
What are they called?
It's a show. I went and saw it officially.
Yeah.
A musical.
Oh, you did go see a musical.
Yes.
It's cool, dude.
Yeah, no, I'm telling the story, and I'm not doing a good job.
It's totally cool. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. It's cool. It was awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Where was it?
At the Public Theater.
Who did you go with?
Me, myself, and Irene.
Nice, dude. Nice. You do love that show.
Yeah.
Nice. And then you guys were where? Where were you guys?
I didn't sign off on me and myself.
I hear you.
Anyway, I was watching Me, Myself, and Irene. Right. That's the answer to the question.
What bar were you guys at? Anybody?
I went up and met these dudes. They went over to a Greek dinner.
Greek food?
Nick and Kelly just got back from Greece, and they decided to cook a Greek dinner for everybody.
Oh, nice, dude.
Just in case anyone forgot where they were last weekend.
Right.
And...
Yeah, so you guys went to a little house party, a little dinner party.
Gotta get you talking, come on.
Somebody.
Yeah, that was a good
one. We got my left foot over here.
I know.
Potpourri hour is really good. I'm having everybody go. I get my theater story, come on.
Tell me about your fantasy team.
Nick and Rob almost got in a fight tonight.
Is that
Can we talk about that? You guys were all worked up about it. Let's hear the story.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know. Some douchebag. I don't know. I came out of the bathroom and...
Right.
I don't know. Like, Kelly was talking to some guy.
He's like, hey, Greek.
No,
he was a smarmy dick.
Yeah, no. She was like, you are a smarmy asshole. And it was apparently something to do with that he said to Rob.
Right.
Smarmy is one of my favorite words. That is such a cut down. Like, there's no getting away from smarmy.
It got me angry.
Right.
I don't know.
So some guy cocked off at the bar and you guys...
Yeah, he was shooting it off at the mouth.
What did he say? Give me a quote.
I don't even remember. I just remember...
Rob just fell off the bench.
Yeah.
He's down.
For the viewers that aren't on Short Pants TV.
You want an omen in the raw? Dude, if you ever have con mouth, don't have like 10 almonds in the raw. It's like a fucking torture, dude. It's like a torture.
That's a good lesson. I mean, that's something... I didn't know that, actually. That's something I'm going to file away.
All right. Yeah.
You know, if I'm ever hiking or something and all I have is almonds, no water.
Don't
keep eating them.
Don't let up a spliff.
Yeah. Don't keep eating almonds if you don't have any water.
No, don't smoke a spliff.
Oh, no.
That's what I would say.
See, that's where you and I differ. Is we don't. I don't hike with spliffs.
I don't hike.
I hike with pinners because you gotta save the space.
Right.
You know, you need pinners on hike. Every
skirt. Raise your hand. Everybody close your eyes. Raise your hand if I'm going to see. I haven't even asked
anything. No one's closed their eyes.
I haven't asked anything yet. Hand.
Okay.
Okay, who's all gone hiking? Raise your hand. Eyes closed. You guys are kidding me.
Now we can get Nick talking, maybe. I mean, hiking or backpacks...
You are so lucky, dude. I've never done that shit.
You've never gone out in the wild?
But not on like a hiking trip. You go to a campsite, you set up the tent, it's a bummer. Everyone's feet are dirty. There's mosquitoes everywhere. Then you start tapping a kegger. And then you bust out the acoustics, dude. Skyrocket in the flight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have to. We need to redefine camping for where you come from. Moving from the parking lot of Lambeau to the grass on the outside of Lambeau. That's not hiking.
That's it, dude. That's what I've done. That's it, dude. What do you guys do?
Going for 10 discus events at Lambeau.
All right.
Dude,
the only reason I've liked it is because of this guy. This guy's he's a madman hiker.
Some good trails?
14er. Did a 14er once.
What does that mean?
Indian Peaks?
Yeah. I looked over, it means we looked over the Continental Divide.
Get out of 14, here.
Yeah, 14,000 feet.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you spend a night at
what the, about when you were in New Zealand? Did you guys go in the fucking the shit? Get with the natives a little bit? They got the tattoos and that?
I mean, not the Maori now. I mean...
The Maori?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the movie. Yeah.
What do you have to say? Are you going to clear your throat and say something?
Yeah.
Is that all you...
Maori?
You can't clear your throat.
I mean, dude. So, what bar did you guys go to? Holy shit. Going once? Are you guys embarrassed to say where you guys went? Where'd you guys go, dude?
I didn't see what the name was. Yeah. I don't know what the name was.
If you guys went to Teabaggers, fast up.
I've never been anywhere.
Cool. Teabaggers.
I've never been to Teabaggers.
Johnny Teabagger. Step
not.
Johnny T's?
I wish I'd been there.
Don't you want
there's got to be a gay bar somewhere in this city called Teabaggers.
I've been to Teabaggers once.
And there's no sign, is. There's no sign.
Johnny Teabaggers.
I would not see Teabaggers.
So you guys went there tonight. Brought a stripper roll. Saw some dudes and some fucking Fruit of the Looms and shit. It's cool, dude. Whatever.
Teabaggers. That's how it goes down. Teabaggers.
Well, we brought my girlfriends, dude.
You guys been there, right?
You guys are right over here?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
You can make a noise for that, dude.
Should we send this one out on a three-part harmony?
Send it. Is it out time? No, we're near out time, dude. Dude, we need a stopwatch.
Teabaggers, dude. That's a good one.
Speak time. What bar did you go to, dudes?
The name of the bar was Teabaggers. That's all I know.
Oh. Broke him down. Oh. Broke him down like a fucking Marine.
Dude, I heard from a guy who knows another dude who knows a guy. There's a fight. Now, don't, Chris, I'm not going there, but just hold it, you know, hold the fort. Just take a time out, though.
If you pissed me off. Go ahead.
Dude, there's a fucking... Now, we all know this, but I know that this guy I know knows the address of a massage place with the bonus round. Legit, dude. Not like urban legend shit. This place is legit, dude. So I think our first Short Pants field trip...
Turn off the fucking recorder right now. Who's this guy?
I know this guy, dude. He's a dude. He's a buddy. He gave me a tip. And this dude has worn that place out. I mean, it's like you don't even want to go.
Why are we not over there right now?
Let's go, dude. Late night. I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, Jesus, you guys don't have to...
I'm saying turn the shit off. Let's go over there.
Whoa, Rob. Dude. Wasn't there anything going
stop
on?
Stop popping the fucking mini Twix. In front of the home audience.
Whose are these? They're really good. Fucking good, dude. Whose are these? Somebody.
Right, dude. They're mine.
That's not.
They're mine. Dude. They're goddamn.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I'm gonna go on a limb. I think this segment is legendary.
I think it is a keeper.
We got a lot of emails saying, dudes, you just don't have to go sports, you know? You can go anywhere you want, dude.
A lot of people out there. A lot of problems.
A lot of problems.
A lot of people out there. Yeah.
People who are airing it out on air.
Yeah.
Their problems.
Yep. But they feel better afterwards, Rob. You know? They're not wearing a great t-shirt with a saggy collar, dude. You know?
I'm saying.
Get into wardrobe advice.
You know what I'm saying, though? It's a figure of speech, dude. That's what I'm saying. It's not literal, dude. Don't go there. Don't make a noise with the bottle.
I don't know. Somehow I lost you. I don't know why. I did.
How do you feel about my clothes?
I don't follow.
Well, I think they're great.
Nice.
I think all you guys' clothes are great. You guys are good, well dressed.
But Rob's shirt's saggy, though.
It is? Oh!
Isn't that what you said?
Oh!
What? I mean.
Losing weight. Sweating it off, dude. Ladies and gentlemen, this
segment has been. Isn't that what you said?
What's that?
Before?
What?
The shirt was saggy?
Who said that?
I thought you said that.
Mm-mm. You said it. You're like, dude, look at his shirt. It's saggy. I looked. I was like, oh, shit. Dude, when you go into Johnny Teabags, you're going to get the grab to go to the bathroom. You're like, dude, whoa, I'm not going in there with you. I'm here to hang out. And on that note, we'll be back for segment 4 after this.
White collar, got dirt in your pants. You got egg in your head. You got spit in your chin. You're a white collar, scared to be bored. Blue collar, she's opening doors. White collar, boy on the run from the law. The law. The law. The law. Get on your bike. Get on your horse.
Unbelievable. Segment 4. Rob, Nick, Chris.
Yep.
You guys all right? Nick, you're passing
Nick,
out?
Nick's asleep.
Nice, dude.
Nick cares.
I'm sorry, Nick. Are we boring you?
Yes.
Tell me about Greece. No, I'm just kidding. You said enough, dude. I know what went on.
It's really nice.
Do you guys want to go on sports a little bit? I want to ask you.
Tell me about having the same hairdo as Kirk Starla's.
Dude, don't pick on a dude.
Before you,
you're not talking to me. You're not.
You talking to me?
I don't know. Am I?
I don't know.
Kirk,
do I look like I have the same headspace as Kirk Sarlous?
Was on the mothership for a couple days.
I mean, do you want me to tippy toe around it? Yeah, I do think you're the same. Yeah. Answer's yes.
Why?
Oh man. Vile. Mean spirited. That's the way we want to go. We can go that way.
I like Kirk Cyrus.
General J.G. Cyrus.
You guys.
You got a J.G.
You guys from Boston. I have a sports question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is a write-in. Do you guys from Boston have any advice for the Cub fan out there? You guys went through what they've going through. You guys have broken it. It's done. Any advice?
I never link myself to a Cub fan.
Right.
I root for the Cubs in the playoffs.
Right.
I don't feel any camaraderie.
There.
I don't feel any camaraderie with them.
Boy.
Really, I don't.
Wow. Okay.
What a jerk.
When they get to the playoffs, I'm rooting for them. Right. I was rooting, rooting for them in 03. I'm rooting for those guys.
Yeah.
I don't feel because I was a Red Sox fan.
But I'm saying, do you have any advice? Okay, let's say you're not connected. Let's say you send a message in a bottle to Chicago.
Yeah.
And in that bottle,
yep,
is kind of a list of advice for a long-suffering fan of a futile team, Chris Saul.
Well, I mean, you remain optimistic, which is what Cubs fans do.
Optimism.
They don't get pissed off. They don't give a shit. They like sitting in Wrigley Field.
Right. Yeah, same like they, as like kind of Boston a little bit, no?
No, I think the Boston fans are more like irrationally exuberant about fucking right. size or whatever.
Right. But there's guys in Chicago that are suffering, dude.
I mean,
too fucking bad.
I feel for them. I mean, you know, I hadn't gone my Bartman? Lifetime. There are plenty of teams that never won. I feel bad about Bartman. That was
nothing to do with Boston.
Bartman was
a whole different
Joker.
Yeah, but what are you gonna do? That's
remember the look on his face, dude.
I mean,
do you remember the look on his face, dude?
I was ready to kill him. Yeah. And I still won't.
I was rooting my ass off for the Cubs in that series.
That is a fucking all-time fuck-up, dude. You never live that one down.
Nope.
Right?
And he shouldn't.
And he shouldn't.
He deserves no mercy at all.
Yep. Damn. So,
we know a guy, we went to college with a guy who's buddies with him.
No.
I'm sure a lot more people are buddies with him now than... You know, they were in
that. Is this true? You guys knew a dude that knew him?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What did he say? What did he say about him?
He was just like some nerd bomber who was just like, oh, I'm
but what happened? Did you guys ever get like an update on what he's done with himself or anything?
Yeah. He's gone to law school. That's where like our friend goes to a bunch of jam band shows. And that's
dude, he will always be remembered for that. He goes to a bunch of jam band shows?
Yeah, your name, I mean, you're the Lewinsky of baseball. If you're
Bartman. He almost worse.
Yeah. But the thing, I mean, it was a bonehead move, but...
It's like, dude, on his tombstone, it's just going to be like, dude, you know what I'm saying? A dude.
Yeah.
Or it's just going to say, like, dude.
Yeah.
WTF.
LOL.
Yeah, LOL. Step up, Rob.
I mean,
you got nothing?
Yeah.
Well, dude,
like the few times I've been fortunate enough to sit, maybe like twice in my life,
yeah,
to sit like on the rail at a baseball game, like
right,
front row,
right.
Bartman's got to be going through your head,
mm-hmm,
you know. Get a, but before that,
Bartman should be shot though.
Yeah, kill him.
They were gonna fucking kill him.
I would guess.
Didn't it seem problem. Like that night on TV there was gonna be like an angry, people, like weird thing
for,
going on?
Mm-hmm. For better for
damn know, right, dude.
For worse reasons than that.
Take him to the city gates, you know, one of those games.
I felt so bad for that dude that night.
I know.
Like, I was just thinking, like, that guy's, he's a big enough Cubs fan. I don't know how many Cubs fans bring their headphones and listen to the radio to games. I'm guessing half of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, dude was a Cubs fan. He wasn't trying to fuck up the Cubs. He got, like, overwhelmed by a foul ball coming towards him.
Oh, dude, it was, I mean...
Oh, it's just, like, the most important
worst
thing.
Luck, yeah, it was fortunate and luck and all that stuff, but still, I mean, that said, it's something that's going to be, it's going to be carried with him. And yeah, like,
oh, you can't escape
always
it.
Be remembered for it.
Yeah.
I hope he's all right. He's like a Norwood, but not even, because at least Norwood, like...
Right, he had the chance to...
You know what I'm saying? He played, yep. You know, he had a, you know...
Exactly, yeah, he's the Norwood. Yeah, he's the...
It's Bill,
Bill Buckner, I guess, is the Norwood of baseball.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. For fairness or not.
Or the dude, and you know, a guy like Bobby Thompson, would he ever be remembered if he didn't hit that jack? Hell no.
No.
It's just weird how that fate shit works out, man.
Yep.
Like this show.
Yep.
Twist of fate.
Brings it all together.
Just happened. We found a microphone. Nick's falling asleep. It's all good. Nick's into it. I wrote down a ton of stuff this week. I mean, I wanted to get into a lot. Even though we're already in our fourth segment. That's how fast we flow.
We got some time to spare.
No. I know we're a bit, you know, this show is heavy baseball.
Right.
But I saw some shit this week make a motherfucker cringe with the Suns Spurs series.
Unbelievable.
Dude.
I mean,
it's a thing where, okay, you got him in a dress code. You got him at a salary cap where every guy makes, like, the slots are completely set out. Veteran makes this much between this many years and this many years. Rookie makes this much for 3 years, you know. everything, this league is like spoon fed. It's a joke. They get into a brawl. No one really gets hurt in Detroit. It just looks bad on television.
Right.
They're treated like babies, that league. They're not treated like men. What I'm saying is, in baseball, if shit goes down, you hear the ruling later and there's appeals. It's an it's the American way.
Yeah.
There's that gray area.
Well, I mean,
what is this shit?
We've talked.
It's a fucking travesty.
We've talked plenty of times about the power of the Major League Baseball union versus other sports unions.
But you know, I'll take their fucking system any day of punishment and like suspending games for fights
It's a public relations move. The NBA has been so scared about looking like the League of Thugs because they want white dollars to come in.
Fuck the NBA is what I'm saying.
They want white advertising dollars, and they can't have a bunch of running around. And, you know, was it Stoudemire and what was the other guy's name? Dyer, the camera who, like, they stood up stepped out off the bench. It's ridiculous.
Boris Diaw. And, dude, Orion instigates it, you know. And
Orion knows, I mean,
he completely cheap shots the team MVP. So you tell me the instinct is to defend your guy.
Right.
You see your guy, you know, it's like you guys at the bar tonight.
You kidding me? Yeah.
You see your boy go down.
Instinct.
Your instinct is like, help. It's not to just run in there and fucking blast somebody. Although if that happens, it happens. But he's just running up just to, you know what a brother does. What's up? It's all of this. What's, you know, you hear it right now, dude.
Yeah.
You're going to take that away from them? That's what I'm saying. Dude, they get treated like children. And on top of it, that kind of attitude, that kind of standing up for your guy is what that league needs.
Well, but that's the thing. Like,
to break the individualism, that's what makes playoff sports in America. High tension, the high drama, a cheap shot goes down. There's a fucking, you know, it's a moment of tension and a moment of, you know, drama. They want to eliminate that from this boring fucking game, dude? Fuck it. Fuck David Stern. That's what I'm trying to say.
I mean, the reason is because they need to attract
letter of the law. What law? Your law is like a fucking commandment? Dude, you know what I'm saying? We gotta follow the letter of the law. Well, your law sucks, dude. Wow, what are you doing, dude? Don't do that. You don't want to do that, dude. Trust me. That's a no-no. I'm gonna say no-no, too. Like I say, I mean, I remember, look, I saw this real sports thing, dude. Kermit Washington.
It sucks from sports.
Fucked up Rudy Tomjanovich, dude, for life.
But yeah, that was like a freak event, you know.
But dude straight up sucker punched him in his face.
The thing is, like, you know, the Pistons, like, you know, the Celtics Lakers series, they were physical, you know.
Dude. Because it was a man's sport. They were men, dude.
Think about it. Okay. You're watching a baseball game, someone gets hit by a pitch.
Right.
Everyone charges out and starts brawling, right?
Right.
Hockey game, big brawl on the field.
Right.
NBA, they're so paranoid about that happening.
It's
because it's white advertising dollars, and they don't want to be seen as like, because most of America sees.
Exactly.
These
players. Oh, I know why.
I just like,
dude, I'm saying that's the, Chris, I understand.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. But I'm saying let's take it a step further. My point is this. They don't want them being men. They want them to be children. They want to pacify them. They get a 3-year deal right out of college, for which now they can't come in as high schoolers because they don't want that 18-year-old on a team anymore. They want them 19. You know what I'm saying? They bring the motherfucker in. They give them a 3-year deal, maybe a 4-year deal. That's standard. They make each rookie makes the same amount of money in the NBA. Then you move up to like the 4 to 7 year player salary, depending on how much people want you. Everything is slotted. They're treated like children, dude. Don't get out of your seat.
Right.
What the fuck is this, dude? You know what I'm saying?
Nick thinks this is the most boring thing he's ever heard in his life.
Well, that's... No, Nick's just not gonna He'd be into it if he was.
Up guess.
Like I say, dude. Pisses me off, and I wanted to talk about it tonight.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And, dude, football's got its own thing. Too many fucking gun
over. Can't have brawl. Anytime there's a brawl in football, everyone goes berserk.
But dude, football is on the Roman level of its brutality now. The guys that are playing pro football right now, there's some real hard ass motherfuckers. All basketball players do is smoke dope and fucking bang a lot of fucking chicks. Look, dude. Basketball players are peaceful people, basically, dude.
It's interesting. I mean, it's kind of interesting to think about, like, the sports where brawls are considered not a big deal.
Right.
Where brawls are considered, you know, CNN top story.
Right.
football and basketball.
The Blastoise. Look, dude, we can go there with it. I guess my thing is... Go ahead. My thing is, don't treat them like children. They're grown men. They're playing a sport. Treat them like men, and you'll get good basketball back. Because I like a good fucking hoop series. I do, dude. I'm still a sucker for it. I watch a tournament, college tournament. I love that shit, dude. Yeah. I love some good hoops. You know? Treat them like men, dude. You pay them like men, you know? I'm not watching another fucking game in this whole... Dude, they got cheated out of a series. Yeah. Is what I'm saying. And I wanted to rant about it tonight to the people. I wanted to take it to the streets because it's bullshit.
Smart guy. Pulled the right play. Took advantage of a shitty rule. Bob Horry. Big shot, Bob. Pull through.
Ah, dude. Like I say, it makes me pissed.
Yeah. I hear you.
Can I see that postcard, by the way, Chris? Thank you.
Ladies? Yeah, we got some mail from Greece, I think.
Oh, man. Dude, this is... I can't read it on the air. Or can I?
I mean, it was sent into the Short Pants Radio.
This was an anonymous postcard from Greece. Greetings, fellas. Can you believe they already had a show carving of me holding my nephew? I don't know. They screwed up my hair and the penis is a bit exaggerated. But otherwise, it's a perfect likeness. Greece rules. Tree sites? Tressets? Tress sites are pretty cold. The beaches are great. The olives taste like olives. And we ever get to visit the birthplace of Zeus. Also, everyone likes Yanni. That's fucking great. Dude, Yanni fucking sucks, dude. I fucking hate Yanni, dude.
Okay.
Dude, whatever happened to Yanni? He was Greek? Or he still is Greek? That's why I did that big Pantheon concert, dude. Remember that faggoty shit, dude? With the puffy shirt?
Once a year. One of my...
Dude. I haven't heard the name Yanni in a long ass time, dude. He fucking sucks, dude.
The time of the year I feel most uncomfortable wanting to watch a golf tournament is that one time a year where it's a celebrity pro-am and Yanni is always out there.
No, he's not.
In the leading group. Yeah, he's nasty.
Yanni is nasty?
Yeah. Like the final group is always Yanni and Haley Joel Osment, who's nasty.
He's too puffy. What?
Yeah. Except neither.
It's crazy, yeah.
That is a bit saddest.
Iggy Pop is nasty at golf.
You're lying right now.
Iggy Pop
is not nasty at golf.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
If he is,
yeah.
Not good.
I mean, I always see the regulars, Alice Cooper and John Elway.
Yeah. I take that back. I was thinking about Alice Cooper. I blew it.
Dude.
I'm sorry.
You know Iggy's my hero.
I know. I didn't know that, actually.
Dude, that totally blows.
Dude,
that totally blows.
I'm sorry. Yeah, dude. I'm glad you caught me on that.
Are you guys good golfers, by the way? Are you guys good?
I can't golf worth shit.
Chris, you got a good swing.
I got a nice swing. Doesn't always go where I want it to go.
Hey. Join the club.
I like
it. Yeah. Hey, tell me about
it. Dear diary.
I wish I had more time to play golf. Yeah, don't we all, sis?
I don't get it. That's okay.
Classic joke for golf. Yeah. Golf jokes.
Golf jokes.
Dude. Golf jokes.
We're going to end that segment right now about golf joke segments. No more golf jokes.
Dude.
It was awful.
It's wide open. No, no, dude. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. That's a little mirror talk, by the way. No, 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 no. No. No, no,
yeah.
No. No.
When is that? No. When is she, no, what, no, what, like, provokes no, that? No. That no, no, no.
I have a love something. There's something on the credit card bill from fucking bbwbitches.com. Is that you? No, 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 no.
BBW. What's BBW stand for?
Big and beautiful white bitches. I have something.
BBW white. Is that what it is?
PhD, pimp and hose degree.
www.dbw.com.
Nice. Big, beautiful bitches.
What up? Is that you? No, no.
Nah, I'm just keeping it real, that's all. Big, beautiful bitches.
Someone sent me a link.
That's good.
What's it called?
I bet it's those guys upstairs.
Big, beautiful bitches. What?
I bet those guys upstairs ordered it and it got sent down here by mistake.
Yeah, you know. You know what's up.
I would take that bullet for you any day.
What's so interesting?
Yeah.
Fucking big, beautiful bitches. What?
No. You know what I mean? Keep it real, dude. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever have any questions, comments, advice, stuff you want discussed on the air, off the air, anything, send it in via email. You know the email address. We don't have one, but...
Yeah, shortpants at MySpace/shortpants.
MySpace/shortpants. Nice, dude.
No, that's not true.
Rob, you don't have a MySpace page, do you? Dude, you could be IMing bitches like nonstop, dude. You'd have like a fucking line down a block, dude. Instead of Saturday night doing a radio show. I'm engaged. I'm done. I'm a retired Mac, dude.
Yeah.
I'm socially inept. What's your, you know?
Guys, come on.
I'm in the same place.
Anyway, guys. The mailbag is full. We can't even get to it this week. That's how full it is.
This guy's head is in his hands.
He's done.
Completely.
He's done, dude.
Completely impossible bowing. To...
resuscitate, but... it's all right.
To hold him criminally responsible.
Nick, we were just talking about New Hampshire. Nick...
Nick, we were talking about your favorite mountain.
I was saying
Rainier.
Not you might be gay. Have you climbed that one?
Dude, you guys toughed it out tonight. You guys showed a lot of heart. A lot of soul.
You see the fucking kill me.
A lot of heart and soul.
Mount Jamil, baby.
Mount Jamil be gay. Let's go hiking, Nick. Come on. Pack your day pack. I already made the gorp.
Good job, guys.
Mike's eating some gore.
Fucking starving, dude. Great job, everybody. A+.
I think it's an epic.
We're gonna wrap it up. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back next week.
Nick, what is it?
B.
More time.
B. B.
Right.
You saw that.
We're gonna continue. We're gonna
be.
Damn it. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna wrap it up. Great job, Nick. Great job.
Boring.
Rob, great job. Chris, great job.
Mike,
we'll be back next week. Good night.
See you.